This is track 5, Settings. The settings are divided into two groups, basic settings and advanced settings. With a new aid, only the basic settings can be accessed. This prevents beginners from changing settings that might cause confusion. It also makes the aid simpler for those who have no need for the remaining settings. The following are the basic settings of the mini guide. 1. 4-meter range. 2. 2-meter range. 3. 1-meter range. 4. Half-meter range. 5. 8-meter range. The following are the advanced settings. 6. 1 preset only, default. 7. 2 presets. 8. 3 presets. 9. Chirp audio, default. 10. Sweep audio. 11. Vibration on when plug-in, default. 12. Vibration off when plug-in. 13. Remote switch disabled, default. 14. Remote switch enabled. 15. 4-meter gap finding range. 16. 2-meter gap finding range. 17. 1-meter gap finding range. 18. Not used. 19. Not used. And 20. Lock present settings. Now follows a description of each setting on the mini guide. Setting 1, 4-meter range. The aid will vibrate if there's a detectable object within 4 meters of the aid. The closer the object, the higher the speed of the vibration. This is the default range when switching on a new aid. Setting 2, 2-meter range. The aid will vibrate if there's a detectable object within 2 meters of the aid. Setting 3, 1-meter range. The aid will vibrate if there is a detectable object within 1 meter of the aid. Setting 4, half-meter range. The aid will vibrate if there's a detectable object within half a meter of the aid. Setting 5, 8-meter range. The aid will vibrate if there's a detectable object within 8 meters of the aid. The mini guide is a very low-powered device. This means only very large objects will be detected beyond 4 meters, for example, a fence or wall. The vibration rate for objects at 4 meters and beyond is the same. Advanced settings. To enable the advanced settings, do the following. With the aid off, press and hold the button. The mini guide will give its usual on pulse. About 2 seconds later, the aid will start pulsing every second. Continue to hold the switch. After about 6 pulses, the aid will stop pulsing. Keep holding the switch. After about 30 seconds, the aid will give a final pulse. Release the switch now. You will now be able to access the advanced settings. To disable the advanced settings, reset the aid by removing the battery for 2 minutes. Setting 6, 1 preset. Selecting this option resets the mini guide to the default of having only 1 preset. Use this setting if you've previously selected 2 or 3 preset ranges and want to return the unit to 1 preset. If changes have been made to preset 2 and preset 3, these changes are not lost, but saved when multiple presets are enabled again. Setting 7, 2 presets. Selecting this option means that there will be 2 preset ranges active, preset 1 and preset 2. With 2 presets enabled, the user can quickly swap between 2 different ranges. When the aid is off, pressing the button will put the aid into the first preset range. If the button is pressed again, the aid will give 2 quick pulses indicating that preset 2 is selected. Pressing the button again will simply switch the aid off. In other words, pressing the button swaps the user between preset 1, preset 2, and off. Preset 1 and preset 2 can be set to any combination of the ranges. For example, preset 1 could be set to the 1-meter range and preset 2 could be set to the half-meter range. It's up to the user to decide which combination of ranges they prefer. The factory default for preset 2 is the 2-meter range. Changing presets is almost identical to the steps described in the previous section, Changing Settings. The following is an example of how to change the first preset to the 2-meter range. 1. Make sure the aid is off. 2. Press and keep pressing the button. The mini guide will give a quick on pulse. 3. Count the pulses that start occurring several seconds after the on pulse. 4. Release the button immediately after counting 2 pulses. 5. The aid should now be on and in the 2-meter range. The following is an example of how to change the second preset to the 1-meter range. 1. Make sure the aid is off. 2. Press and release the button. The aid will give a quick on pulse. 3. The aid should now be in preset 1. 4. Press and keep pressing the button. The aid will give 2 quick pulses. 5. Count the pulses that start occurring several seconds after the 2 quick pulses. 6. Release the button immediately after counting 3 pulses. 7. The mini guide should now be on and in the 1 meter range. The factory default for preset 2 is the 2 meter range. Setting 8. 3 presets. Selecting this option means that there will be 3 preset ranges active: preset 1, preset 2, and preset 3. With 3 presets enabled, the user can quickly swap between 3 different ranges. When the aid is off, pressing the button will put the mini guide into the first preset range. If the button is pressed again, the aid will give 2 quick pulses indicating that preset 2 is selected. If the button is pressed again, the aid will give 3 quick pulses indicating that preset 3 is selected. Pressing the button again will simply switch the aid off. In other words, pressing the button swaps the user between preset 1, preset 2, preset 3, and off. The following is an example of how to change the third preset to the half meter range. 1. Make sure the mini guide is off. 2. Press and release the button. The aid will give a quick on pulse. 3. The mini guide should now be in preset 1. 4. Press and release the button. The aid will give 2 quick pulses. 5. The aid should now be in preset 2. 6. Press and keep pressing the button. The mini guide will give 3 quick pulses. 7. Count the pulses that start occurring several seconds after the 3 quick pulses. 8. Release the button immediately after counting 4 pulses. 9. The mini guide should now be on and in the half meter range. The factory default for preset 3 is the 1 meter range. So the factory defaults for preset 1 to preset 3 is the 4 meter range, 2 meter range, and the 1 meter range. Setting 9. Chirp audio. This setting selects chirp type audio feedback. This is the default. The audio socket can be used to provide 2 types of audio feedback: chirp or sweep. With chirp type feedback, the unit makes a short chirp sound every time the motor vibrates. This type of feedback has to be selected if the mini guide is to be used with an instructor accessory. Setting 10, sweep audio. This setting selects sweep type audio feedback. Sweep type audio feedback is the alternative to the chirp type feedback. With sweep type feedback, the unit gives a continuous tone if an object is being detected. The closer the object, the higher the pitch of the tone. The sweep feedback is very responsive. It's very easy to hear small changes in distance. Initially, the sweep feedback can seem very confusing, but with practice, the extra information it provides can be valuable. It can be used by advanced users who like to receive as much information as possible. Setting 11, vibration on when plug is inserted. This setting ensures that the aid continues to give tactile feedback when an audio plug is inserted. This is the default setting. Setting 12, vibration off when plug is inserted. This setting selects that the aid stops vibrating when an audio plug is inserted. This setting is useful for people who only want to use audio feedback. Battery life is greatly extended by switching off vibrations when they're not required. Setting 13, remote switch disabled. This setting disables the remote switch and is the default. A remote switch is a special cable and switch that can be provided by guide dogs for situations like fitting the mini guide to wheeled walkers and wheelchairs where the user cannot easily reach the mini guide. Setting 14, remote switch enabled. This setting enables the remote switch, which can be used to switch the mini guide on or off or swap between presets remotely. This cable plugs into the earphone socket. It is not possible to change settings during the remote switch using. It's not possible to change settings using the remote switch. Settings can only be changed using the switch on the mini guide. It's not possible to change settings using the remote switch. Settings can only be changed using the switch on the mini guide. If the remote switch is enabled, only certain types of plugs and cables can be used with the mini guide. Normal earphones and mono type plugs will cause the aid to switch off almost immediately, and it won't be possible to switch the aid on. Using the wrong type of plug or cable with this setting will cause extra power drain, whether the aid is on or off, so the inability to switch the aid on is a good warning that the remote switch has been disabled or the proper cable used. Please note that inserting and removing the plug can be equivalent to pressing the remote switch. For example, if the aid is off and the plug is removed or inserted, the aid may switch on. Settings 15, 16 and 17, the gap finding ranges. These are the gap finding ranges. Setting 15 has a 4-meter range, setting 14 has a 2-meter range, and setting 13 has a 1-meter range. These special ranges have reduced sensitivity from a distance of half a meter and onwards. Only stronger echoes from surfaces such as walls will be detected at distances greater than half a meter. This reduced sensitivity helps to distinguish openings or gaps in walls, for example, door openings. As a safety precaution, the sensitivity for distances less than half a meter is the same as for all the other ranges, that is, full sensitivity. The manufacturer warns that gap-finding ranges should be used with caution. The reduced sensitivity of these ranges means that fewer objects will be detected for distances beyond half a meter. For safety, it's best to assume that these ranges are equivalent to setting 4, the half-meter range. These gap-finding ranges can only be used in preset 2 or preset 3. This ensures that preset 1 always contains a range that has full sensitivity. Any attempt to program a gap-finding range into preset 1 is ignored. This allows a person to use a full sensitivity range for most of the time and only swap occasionally to a gap-finding range when required. Settings 18 and 19, these settings are not used. Setting 20, lock present settings. This setting locks the present settings. This means that the present settings cannot be changed by pressing and holding down the button. This option is useful in preventing accidental changes to the present settings. The aid can be unlocked by using the same method as used for enabling the advanced settings. That is, with the aid off, press and hold the switch for about 30 seconds. Alternatively, resetting the aid unlocks the aid and returns it to its factory settings. Reset the aid by removing the battery for 2 minutes. Finally, if you have any difficulties with programming or using your mini guide, please contact your local Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT office.